10, deer and elk areas and special closures and firearm restriction areas. This again is a decision. Dr. Jerry Nelson, welcome.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. My name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the Department. This agenda item is related to the deer and elk area boundaries and the special closures and firearm restriction areas. We briefed you on these at the March Moses Lake meeting. First on the firearm restriction areas, WAC 232-28-248. We're proposing an exception for the Parker Lake closure that currently exists that would allow some limited special permit deer hunting and some moose hunting. Excuse me. We're also proposing to adjust the Columbia River closure to prevent some illegal hunting activity and trespass, or at least reduce that, but still retaining some accommodations for waterfowl hunting. And then we're also proposing eliminating the closure in Section F of this WAC that relates to the Voice of America recreation area. Those landowners are no longer allowing hunting access, and so that restriction is no longer necessary. And then we're also proposing a clarification in the firearm restriction area that's related to San Juan County. As you'll recall, when we created a bunch of new game management units that applied to a lot of the islands in the Puget Sound in San Juan County, we had to do a little cleanup there talking about the firearm restriction in San Juan County that applied to all of the game management units. So first, the example of the Columbia River closure that I was talking about. The little bit of ground that we're talking about is this cross-hatched brown section and this little bit of appendix running along the Columbia River here. There's a little closer look at it. So inadvertently, this little strip of land was left out of the initial language of the closure. And so we've had some folks trespassing and doing some hunting activity, and I think we had even one situation where we had some trespass on three mature bull elk taken by folks illegally, and so we're trying to refine this boundary language to try to help with that. Okay, on the Elk Area WAC 232-28-337, we're proposing adding Elk Area 1040. Brian mentioned Elk Area 1040 a little bit ago. It's related to the new land acquisitions of the 4-0 ranch. We're also proposing eliminating Elk Area 1014. That was originally in place to deal with mitigating agricultural damage. That situation is no longer necessary, so the Elk Area isn't needed anymore. We're also proposing modifying the boundary of Elk Area 5056. We're trying to expand that area a little bit to better deal with agricultural damage. So here's a look at those modifications or new additions. This is the boundary for Elk Area 1040. You can see, can't quite make that out of focus, but some of the GMUs that are around there, 186, it lives in 172, 169, Wanaha is to the east, and you've got highway, I think it's, I can't make out that number either. Elk Area 5056, this is an unusual boundary where we're adding a mile buffer around the agricultural areas for the mitigation. This is a team effort between enforcement and wildlife program staff to come up with a better boundary to try to deal with the elk damage in this area. And so the cross-hatched section is where the agricultural lands are that are having trouble with elk damage. And the purple line is the new elk area boundary that expands out about a half a mile in every direction. On the deer area descriptions, 232.28.624, we're proposing to delete deer area 1020. As in the previous, this one is no longer needed to deal with deer damage. Also adding deer area 1031 Parker Lake. This was the item that I mentioned earlier on the firearm restriction whack. We have an agreement now with the U.S. Forest Service that runs a survival training site on some Forest Service land. They approached us with the idea of the possibility to have some limited entry hunting in here, and so we're proposing to create a deer area that would allow some special permit deer hunting on that site. Also proposing to add deer area 1040, same boundary as elk area 1040, related to the new acquisitions down in southeast. And then the other is to extend the southern boundary of deer area 1060. This is deer area Spokane South. We're just moving it down another road that runs east to west that'll better help us deal with the nuisance and damage problems we have with deer in that deer area. It's been around for quite a while now for us. Here's a map of the Parker Lake, proposed Parker Lake deer area. Just to give some landmarks, there's a town of Ione. This is the Ponderay River right here, and these are just the boundaries of the proposed deer area. Again, deer area 1040, same boundary description as the elk area in the previous WAC. And that's all I have for that agenda item.
Great. Thank you. Questions? No questions. All right. All right, Commissioner Schmitten.
Thank you, Chair. I move to amend WAC 232.28.248, 232.28.337, and 232.28.624 as proposed.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Motion has been made and seconded by Commissioner Smith to amend WAC 232.28.248. 232.28.337, 232.28.624 as proposed. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries.